Hey, babe. I'm sorry to call so late. I just wanted to let you know that I'm probably going to be at work for a while again. A lot of teams are being pulled to work on this project around the clock, and all the sexual wellness secretaries are being requested to stay and, of course, provide relief and tension-releasing services. Especially my boss. You know how he is. I know. You wanted to spend a night in together. Relax, watch some Netflix, maybe play around a little. But honey, we're just going to have to postpone that for a little bit. Anyway, I have to tell you something. I'm ovulating tonight. You know what that means, remember? When I'm ovulating, that means that only Sir can come inside me. We've talked about this, baby. The company has a new benefits program. If a sexual wellness secretary is impregnated at work by someone on the management team, the company will pay to support the child for the next 18 years. They pay for everything: childcare, education, heck, every diaper, school book, and clothing can be put on the expense report. Yeah, they're pretty serious when they say we're like a family here. Anyway, if we're able to take advantage of it, it's worth thousands and thousands of dollars. That's why I need to make my pussy available to my boss as much as possible, especially when I'm fertile, like tonight. You and I have been wanting a baby for so long now, and this would save us so much money. I know technically it won't be your baby, but it will still be mine. That matters to you, right? Oh, honey, that's such an old-fashioned way of putting it. I chose you to be the one to take care in raising the child. That matters so much more than which man fertilizes my egg, don't you think? It's not like he'll be participating in any parenting duties. He's a very busy man. I mean, I should know. I write his schedule. You'll be the father. He's just providing the genes. And Sir, well, he has very good genes, you know. He's very handsome and intelligent and well-built. And I mean, it's not that you aren't any of those things, baby. It's just that if I needed to choose a man to shoot a sperm donation straight into my womb, he'd make a good candidate. That's all. And I've heard rumors about his potency. Okay, honey. How about this? I have a few minutes alone in the room here. And if you're feeling so frustrated, why don't I just help you out over the phone? Come on, baby. I know how much you love it when I get you off over the phone. I know how much my voice turns you on. Come on, take your cock out for me, baby. There you go. I heard you unzip. Isn't that much better, letting your cock loose for me? All this talk about breeding me with another man's seed has gotten you all hot and bothered, hasn't it? Me too, baby. Me too. Fuck. I would get my panties all soaked if I was wearing any right now. Are you touching yourself, baby? Good. Me too. Now stroke your cock for me. Yes. Stroke that cock. I've spread my legs, honey. Are you thinking about fucking my pussy? Honey, you know I can't let you into my pussy. I can't let you into my pussy until Sir has put his baby in me. But I have some other holes, too. Other holes you could fit your cock into. I know you love to use my mouth, baby, my hot, wet mouth with my wet, teasing tongue. I have an idea. This weekend, I'll be your little blowjob bunny, okay? Yeah, you like that? You can use my mouth whenever you want. I'll suck and lick anything you want. Anywhere you want. And I mean anywhere. Baby, I'll even... Sir, how long have you been standing there? What? The client finally approved the project? Oh my God, that's great. You've been looking for me? Sorry, yes. I had to call my husband really quick. Yeah, he's on the line. I'll tell him I have to go. Oh, you heard us playing? Oh, I'm sorry, sir. I know during company hours, all sexual activities should be restricted to my work duties. Oh, yes. You'll let it slide this time? Because it turned you on? Thank you, sir. Oh, God, sir, your hands. fuck yeah. They feel good. Oh, yeah, babe. Sir heard some of our conversation, and he says he feels bad. If we just left you hanging like this. So he says it's okay. If you want to listen to me get him off. Is that okay with you, honey? I'll just put the phone down on the desk, right next to me, okay? I'll switch the settings so you should still be able to hear us fine. Oh, congratulations, sir, on your latest win. Oh, you couldn't have done it without me? You flatter me, sir. I was just doing my job. Especially the hand jobs and the blow jobs. Speaking of blow jobs. Yes, sir. On my knees. Oh, sir. You're so hard already. You've been so busy. You haven't really touched me today. So you must be so pent up. I guess you wanted to save it until now. Oh, yes. Yes, of course. I almost forgot my husband is listening. Honey, sir says I should be describing what he's doing to me. I'm crouched with my legs open, my arms behind me, holding myself against the desk. He's standing over me, rubbing his cock on my face, leaving sticky trails of pre-cum all over it. He likes to mark me like this. Usually first thing in the morning. Mark me like his personal cum dump for everyone to see. While I lick on his fat balls. Oh. I could lick and suck and worship his balls for hours. He says he loves it when I tongue his ball sack clean until it's shiny with my saliva. His balls are so heavy, honey. So heavy and full of cum. Sucking and licking his balls, and sure, I get a nice thick release later on. I think he's gonna give me a big load tonight, babe. A thick, creamy load for my raw, unprotected cunt. Yes, sir. Eyes on you, mouth open, tongue out. Oh, fuck. Your cock feels so big in my mouth. I love it when you face fuck me, sir. I'm your little oral cum slut. Use my mouth for your pleasure, sir. To do with as you wish. Whenever. Wherever you please. No, sir. I don't have to rush home. I'll stay as long as it pleases you. I'd love to help you release all that tension you've held on to all day. Thank you, sir. I love knowing you consider me your favorite company cum dump. Yes, sir. I'll get into your favorite position. Bent over the desk, my skirt hiked up over my ass, and my hands reaching behind me to spread open my cheeks for you. Did you hear that, babe? Sir thanked you for letting him use me. He's so nice, isn't he? Honey, you're still touching yourself, right? Try not to finish before Sir does, okay? And be so rude to finish so soon while he's working so hard to give you a show, right? To give you a glimpse of how he treats your wife every day. Working so hard to give your wife a good, proper fucking tonight, right? You're gonna give me a good, proper fuck, aren't you, sir? I can tell you are. Your cock is so thick and hard right now as it teases me, sliding back and forth along my pussy lips. Letting my wetness drip down to lubricate your head and your shaft. You were victorious today, sir. You worked so hard, and you conquered that account. Now it's time to reward yourself. Let me offer my pussy to be your prize, sir. Let me offer my pussy to be that hot, wet hole you can sink your cock into and your stress into. Oh, fuck, sir. Oh, fuck. Oh, that's big. Oh, yeah. Oh, fuck, yeah. Oh, fuck. No matter how many times you fuck me, I never get used to your girth. Ah, your fat mushroom cockhead spreading apart my quivering pussy lips. Ah, your thick, veiny shaft stretching apart my insides. Ah, out of all the cocks I've taken, no one fills me up like you do. Oh, fuck yes. Oh, you think I feel more wet than usual? I don't know, sir. Maybe I'm turned on by my husband listening to you fuck me. Turned on by thinking of him sitting home alone, jerking off to the sound of his wife's moaning and whimpering as she's pinned down on a desk, spread open and mounted from behind. By a bigger, better cock. A cock that can make her come again and again and again. Oh, fuck, sir. Oh, you're fucking me from behind like a bull. Pull on my hair while you pound me with your fat cock. Dominate my cunt while my husband listens. Let him know who owns my cunt with every thrust of your manhood. Oh, God. Oh, God, yes. Oh, God. Yes, you own my cunt. You own my cunt. Yes, yes, yes. Oh, God, yes. Oh, I'll come for you. Oh, I'll come for you. Oh, I'll quiver and squirt around your cock. Oh, God, yes, sir. Yes, sir, I'm gonna come. Oh, I'm gonna come. Oh, I'm gonna come. Oh, yes. Oh, yes. Oh, sir. Oh, 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 thank you, sir. Oh, thank you for making me come. Oh, yes, yes, yes. I'll lay back on the desk and spread my legs for you. Should I expose my breasts so you can watch them jiggle while you fuck me? Yes, sir. Now get on top of me and put your cock back inside me. Put your cock back deep into the flooding wetness of my pussy, where it belongs. Oh, shit. Fuck yes. Oh, sir. Oh, fuck. Oh. Oh, yes. Oh, yes. Yes, sir. Yes. Yes, sir, I'm fertile and ovulating. How did you know? You can tell? I suppose a man like you would know when a woman is fertile and ready to be bred. Oh, sir, I've heard rumors of the women you've impregnated in the previous branches you've worked in. Was it 5, sir? 6? Busy boy. Naughty boy. 6 women you've bred and impregnated. 6 married women you've taken and fucked and filled with your seed again and again until you gave them back to their husbands with their swollen bellies filled with your child. Sir, would you like to be your 7th with me? You would? You hear that, honey? Sir says he loves the idea of impregnating me. He loves the idea of putting a baby in your wife. Oh, aren't you so happy to hear that? I am. Oh, sir, I am. Oh, oh, fuck yes, sir. Oh, fuck me harder. Oh, fuck me faster. Oh, I've been waiting for this for so long, sir. Oh, I've been waiting for this for so long. From the moment I saw you, I knew I wanted to have your baby. Every time you bend me over or spread my legs, all I can think about is being bred by you. Every time you shoot your load inside me, I'd come on your cock dreaming about being filled with your hot seed. Oh, God, sir, yes. Grip and raise my ankles and spread my legs wide. Get me ready to take your cum. The doctor said I'd be most fertile right after I stopped using birth control. And since then, you've been the only man I've let inside me. Not even my husband. He's not allowed until you're finished with me. Until you've finished spilling your hot cum into me. Into my raw, unprotected pussy. Oh, oh, that means I've never been so ready. never been so ready to be filled with your potent seed. Oh, baby. Baby, if you're still on the line, it's time for you to come, okay? It's time for you to come. Time for you to shoot your load into your hand while Sir shoots his load inside your wife's womb. And while you're cleaning your soft cock with a Kleenex, Sir's hard cock will still be thrusting his thick loads of semen deep inside me. Sir is breeding your wife's defenseless, willing cunt. Sir is breeding your wife's fertile, unprotected womb, raw with his big cock. And there's nothing you can do about it. Sir, I can feel you're close. I can feel your cock twitching, your balls tightening. Fill me with your seed, sir. Please, spill your seed inside me. Ah, spill your seed inside me. Shoot your cum inside me. Oh, come inside me, yes. Come inside me. Oh, fuck, oh, fuck. Yes, yes, yes. Oh, God, yes. Oh, so much. So thick. So hot. Oh, fuck. Yeah. Yes, sir. Keep fucking. Yes. Keep fucking me. Keep thrusting your sperm deep inside me. Fertilize my cunt with your seed. Make me come again, sir. Oh, make me come. Please, sir. Oh, yes. Oh, yeah. Oh, fuck. Oh, sir. So much cum. There's no way you didn't knock me up. But just in case. Babe, I know you're still there. I'll be spending the night at the office. Sir's usually good for a few more rounds, and I don't want to waste the night. I'll talk to you tomorrow, okay? Yes, sir. Let's use the pull-out couch. It'll be the only pulling out we'll be doing tonight.